Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system and trying to educate the public about the lymphatic system for 25 years. On a daily basis, I see clients come in with their pain or stress and debility, and after a few sessions to improve their lymphatic system, they feel better. Often they feel better from the first session. Why do they feel better? Because I reduced the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation in their body. And that's what we're going to learn about today, how removing senescent cells can make a big difference if you have anxiety. Anxiety is a large problem that is affecting all ages. To most people, anxiety is a mystery. Once you hear about senescent cells, zombie cells, you will know that anxiety is no longer a mystery. Anxiety is about cellular waste building in the brain due to a compromised lymphatic system. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I learned about craniosacral therapy, visceral manipulation, and lymph drainage therapy. And once you understand the lymphatic system, this is a system that cleans every system in the body. So by working with the lymphatic system and maintaining this one system, I help every system in the body. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss in Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called lymphpractic. We're all familiar with chiropractic. Lymphpractic is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A lymphpractic session will make you feel more calm and relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthier and happier life without anxiety. Now, we know that anxiety can be due to genetics, right? It runs in our family tree. But I believe it is the many experiences you've had in your life that can lead to anxiety disorders. Anxiety disorders likely developed from a complex set of risk factors, including brain chemistry, personality, and life events. And these things can affect how our internal environment is around ourselves. And when our cells are in a bad environment, then we're missing how a large part of anxiety disorders is the buildup of cellular waste because our cellular environment is toxic. When a lymphatic system cannot clean the body and brain, we fill with cellular waste like senescent zombie cells. And let me explain what zombie cells are. We're reading a lot about them. I first learned about them in, I believe, 2011. And we are filling with these zombie cells. They are just cells in your body that have not gone through their normal death. They haven't gone through apoptosis, where they break apart and get taken up by autophagy, the way the body reabsorbs cells. Well, that process cannot work properly. And these senescent cells haven't broken apart. They're no longer viable or replicating, and they just float around and they become trapped. And where they become trapped, they give off a component that breaks down tissue around them. And then that causes more of an inflammatory response, which can be the reason we have autoimmune diseases. So really, these senescent cells are just cells in the body that aren't being picked up by the lymphatic system or the veins, and they're just rotting in your tissues. And let me tell you about a recent study that found how, this was in obese mice, that by reducing these zombie cells, they found in obese mice they had a lot of these zombie cells, when they reduced them, that anxiety left. So this is big news. I hope you understand that when they removed, and they did it through, I believe, a chemo agent and quercetin, I'm not sure, but they're coming out with a lot of senolytic or things that will eat senescent cells in the future. But this is really key. If you have anxiety, then you're filling with some type of cellular waste, whether it's just a little bit of fibrin or these zombie cells. So we have to get good at cleaning ourselves up. Now, another study that was just, and this was just found, this obese mice study just a few weeks ago, and now, a few months ago, research on Alzheimer's found that there's a missed root cause, an acidic brain cell. And they found when the astrocyte in the brain cannot clean itself, it becomes toxic. Or when it becomes acidic, it cannot clean itself, and it becomes toxic. So even though this is happening, they're thinking in Alzheimer's, this is happening in every disease, whether you have anxiety, whether you have sciatic pain, whether you have a liver problem, whether you have an eye problem or a heart problem. Those cells in that area have become compromised, and they're filling with cellular waste. So this is key, that we are filling with cellular waste. Science is showing this. Again, I wrote a book 13 years ago on how all of our diseases are due to cellular waste, and here now, many years later, in the last 2 or 3 years, many diseases are being linked to cellular waste. So it's not a far cry to see that anxiety is really about cellular waste building in our body. When I was doing research early in my career before writing my book, I was putting clients through 3 days in a row of lymphatic drainage, meaning I was putting them through a lymphatic system detoxification. Now, I wouldn't do that now to people because it's dangerous. People are so full of cellular waste, I could have hurt somebody. I made them feel ill. They went home. They slept for 14 hours. They had digestive issues. Some were like the Energizer Buddy. They had headaches. But the biggest thing I saw was they had depression, anxiety, aggression, insomnia, and fatigue. And I saw that in hundreds of people. So I drained them 3 days in a row. By the second day, they started feeling this, meaning I made them more toxic. And then by the third day, they felt better but tired, like they had gone through a flu. So we're all, no matter what health problem we have, but we see here with the study on obese mice that by reducing cellular waste of senescent cells, that anxiety just left. So we all have to understand what's going on because it's acidity in our body. It's basically when our body cannot clean, when our lymphatic system becomes constricted because we become acidic or overwhelmed with these cellular waste, then we do not detox well. And a big part of that is because we become acidic. And if you don't know about acidity in the body, it's pH, and we should all understand pH. pH is the percent of hydrogen in a solution. And basically, the scale goes from 0 to 14. We want to be 6.5 to 7.5. And if you're below 7, you're acidic. And some people are so acidic that they're 100 times more acidic. And we want to be in a nice range around equilibrium, around 7. So that's your goal. And you want to test using pH test strips. I like test strips by Voxa. You test your saliva and urine. After about a two-hour fast, maybe you can have water up to an hour before, but nothing else by mouth. And check your pH a few times a day and do it for a couple of days, and you will be amazed. It is eye-opening. When I tested myself and my family, we were all severely acidic and explained many of our little health problems. So improving pH helps your lymph flow, and it improves circulation and natural detoxification of acidic cellular waste, which can be adding to your anxiety. So when we're acidic, we don't give up waste easily. That is the simplicity of it. And we spend $50 billion or more on products like proton pump inhibitors and antacids. So we know there's an acid problem. So we have to combat that with more than just taking a product. And we're going to learn more about that. So the lymphatic system is a secondary system similar to the blood vessels that complete circulation in the body and brain. And if you have anxiety, you need to know of an important lymph-brain connection that can help anxiety. In 2015, researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. In science, it was always thought that there were no lymphatic vessels in the brain. That's why we don't look to the lymphatic system to help anything like autism or anxiety or dementia. But there is a direct lymph-brain connection that could be used to help clear waste from the brain. And again, this is researchers found this. They found lymphatic vessels in the brain. And in 2017, researchers found that the majority of cerebrospinal fluid that leaves the brain leaves through lymphatic vessels. So that means if your lymphatic system and you have one little vessel on either side of your neck, if you're tight in your shoulders or if you slouch, if you have again, any of those, then you're limiting lymph flow. But a lot of it has to do with the brain not being able to flow down into the major lymph vessels. And then we get a backup, and that backup creates cellular waste in the body. So the lymphatic system plays a large role in reabsorbing cerebrospinal fluid and cellular waste like senescent stem cells from the brain. And you won't hear about that from, you know, research. That's going to take decades for them to integrate the lymphatic system and this new research into information that can be passed down to the public. So before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system to help anxiety, because it really is something that you're going to have to learn how to do, or really most people don't just have anxiety. You may have digestive issues. You may have insomnia. You may get headaches. You may just be, you know, overweight or underweight. We don't know what's going on, but there's definitely an answer to your problems, and it comes into a system that we rarely hear about, is the lymphatic system. So my goal is to help you have an awareness of your lymphatic system. That's what my clients tell me, is that it really is an awareness, that now they understand the system and the simple things like posture, deep breathing and hydration and a couple of supplements and draining themselves that will make a difference in their life. So my work is really fully closed. I developed it because I understood a problem that we're filling with cellular waste, and it makes a difference in your life. If you haven't tried it and you live in Scottsdale, Arizona, call me, make an appointment. I'll explain my process, and it really is life-changing. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. I really talk to people around the world. Check out my on-demand virtual course, and I made this course because I believe every health problem we have is basically the same. We're filling with cellular waste. So when I coach people, it's the same thing. So I thought of a way to people to save money is to create a course. And I have a lot of people taking the course, people with all different health problems, and it's making a difference in their lives. So check it out. It's Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss and Life, 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you to learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system to have more control over your health. So, you know, if we want to have more control over our anxiety and how you feel, you have to take steps to improve lymph flow. Again, there's a new awareness we have. And a big part of this is balancing your pH, which we've talked about. So start thinking about gentle, everyday lymphatic system detoxification. It's not about being perfect every day. It's about understanding that you have to take steps to drink more water and do certain things to clean up. Now, if you're too aggressive starting a detoxification, you can overwhelm the body and lymphatic system because it's already sluggish. Now you're going to be too aggressive, and it's going to make you feel lousy. So don't do that. It'll make you have more anxiety, a headache, digestive discomfort, or fatigue. So my goal is to help people go through this gently and easily where you really don't feel these things. So we want to start with small steps to clean up your diet. The first step is making sure you're well hydrated. Water is how we clean. If you're dehydrated, the lymph can become thick like glue and not flow very well. That means it can't clean. Look at what foods you eat. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? Most people don't understand this. There's an acid-alkaline food chart on my website. On the bottom of the homepage, there's a PDF. Put that on your refrigerator and start eating more alkaline foods. It'll change your life. For a few weeks, limit processed foods. I'm not saying forever, but limit grains, alcohol, coffee, a tea, soda, red meat, and soy protein. These things make a difference. You'll see a big difference. We want to take products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, baking soda, a green drink, potassium. Systemic enzymes help to break down cellular waste in the body, and this is key. So systemic enzymes or digestive enzymes between meals will really help to alleviate cellular waste. There are herbs like ashwagandha, lavender, passion flower, kava kava. But don't just depend on herbs. If you're on a medication, don't stop a medication. That's the wrong thing to do. Daily light exercise will make a difference to move blood through your brain. Take a sauna or an Epsom salt bath. Good posture, deep breathing. These all move lymph flow. But the most important is receiving a lymphatic drainage session or what I do in Scottsdale, Arizona, lymphatic. It will change your life. We create a wave through your body over a few weeks. That's going to alleviate a lot of the cellular waste and inflammation, and you feel different. So if you want to change your health, you really have to take personal responsibility, and I can help you with that, but you have to take a step. So go to my website, healthylymphsystem.com. Check out my course. Next week's show will be on how to lose weight for good with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system helps your anxiety and makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.